You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Another leader of the Kiowa community was murdered in Mato Grosso do Sul. Without land, there is no point in living. Our ethnic group is destined to disappear. We're witnessing the genocide process. These are some of the phrases heard when referring to the situation that the Kiowa Warani indigenous communities are going through. These communities live in the Brazilian state of Mato Grosso do Sul. A report published in May by the Missionary Indigenous Council points out that last year, 42 Kiowa Warani indigenous were murdered, another 34 committed suicide. The background problem is land property, the impacts of the use of agrotoxics, and the public policies that lead to the isolation of the populations. The council understands that this is the indigenous group going through the worst situation in Brazil. They have published some striking data. A Kiowa Warani from Mato Grosso do Sul has an hectare of land, on average, in the same area where livestock occupies 2 to 3 hectares of land, Pulsar Agency reported. Besides these inequality levels, the violence of large landowners and their gunmen against these communities is very frequent. A 24-year-old indigenous was found dead a few weeks after he had been elected secretary to the organization of his community. His mother later said that a few hours before the murder, two men had taken the victim from his house. At first, the police said that it was a traffic accident, but the people close to the victim are certain that this is a case of murder. This Warani Kiowa community is made up by 100 people who live in a camp called Kurusu Amba. According to the council, this group suffers continued threats by large estate owners, and three of their main leaders were murdered. Members of the organization talk about an extermination plan against the Warani Kiowa communities. The information provided by the National Health Fund says the total Warani Kiowa population is made up by nearly 45,000 indigenous.